Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. It's Saturday morning. I've had a very busy start to the day with 5 hours of back-to-back coaching with clients, and I'm on the return home trip for my walk. It's a beautiful day here today. It's gorgeous. And as I'm walking, I'm thinking about an extension of yesterday where I said, what are you thinking? Go back and have a listen to that. Today I want to talk about the power of one. And so what I'm thinking about there is I just think about the growth and development that I've personally had over the last 36 years of my life. I think about the relationships that I used to be in as a, like as in school friends and that kind of stuff, and different people that I spent time with, careers, the career that I started and so forth, and thinking back to, would I have spent time doing those things if I had my time over again? Would I? Certainly based on the knowledge that I have now and the skills that I have now, I would definitely be living my life differently back then. But it's through that process, right, that you try and you fail and you learn and grow and develop as a result of that. And one of the things that I think is so incredibly powerful when I refer to the power of one is you're the one. Right, you're the one that really matters. You're the one that needs to get the conversations right. You're the one that needs to be able to find the power, the inspiration, the drive, the aspiration. You are the one that has to do the work. You are the one that has to say, well, do you know what? You went to bed really late last night and you got to get up at 5 a.m. this morning, even though you went to bed around midnight last night. You've got to get up today. Why? Where most people are staying in bed, why are you getting up? Because you know what it takes. You know the power that is within you to achieve the greatness that you have yet to achieve yet. And it only comes through pushing and pushing and continuously pushing yourself to that next level. And I think there's so much that I have realized in the, if I use the word isolation for lack of better words, the time that I've spent by myself for a major part of my life, I've been by myself. I didn't come from a big family. I wasn't surrounded by siblings. I spent most of my childhood growing up alone with no friends, or maybe one friend. And you have to learn to adapt. I did realize that I had this thing within me that was this. It was a focus, it was a work ethic that just wanted to be great, and it was just, I needed to have those things to focus on. And so first it was the bagpipes, and I'm not going to go into that again now. I've done that in other podcasts, but starting with that at age 11, playing for 10 years, going to the World Championships in Glasgow in 1988, that was when, through a bullying incident and a life-threatening incident, I decided that I would join the gym. And through the gym, if it wasn't for that pain that I'd gone through, I wouldn't be talking to you here right now, because I'd be still doing some corporate job in accounting or something like that, because that was the path I had chosen. And then I discovered the gym along the way, and then it completely changed my self-image, my self-reflections, the voices that I had for myself, and they continued to evolve. And I guess because of my focus and work, I think I put a lot of that into the gym. And it's like, wow, I can see all the extra benefits that I'm getting from doing this workout. Yes, my body's changing, but I feel so good. Like my mind has started to shift. And it wasn't for years later that I started to make that kind of mind-body connection. And we talk more about it now, but it wasn't something that was really spoken of back then. And through discovering all of that, I realized that I had this insatiable appetite for success, and that then drove me through my studies to get the best possible marks that I was capable of. And I knew that for me, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I had to work harder than other people. And that meant I became obsessed with studying success in study. So how do you study the smartest? And remember, this is at a time when there was no internet. So I didn't have a computer. So I had to do all my work in the library at university. And I'd go and research books. I'd try and watch shows that were on TV. There was no YouTube or anything like that. And then I would learn, what are other people doing to study better? What are those better techniques? Now, I found some books and understanding about that. And then I learned, and through listening to the radio, and there was not really podcasts and that kind of thing, I just learned how to become better at doing that so that I could get the best marks that I was possible of achieving, that I could be as efficient with my study, and I would work longer than anyone else, and I got the best possible results for me. Why? Because I wanted to get out of home. I wanted to go and live in Melbourne. I wanted to become financially independent. I wanted to be away from my parents because I didn't like the environment and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to start my own life. And so I'm having if you think about study, it's very isolating, right? You're trapped in your own thoughts a lot. When, I've gone through my study as a chartered accountant. Again, even though you might do some group study and stuff, you've got to uncover so much within your own headspace to become more and more mentally tougher so that you can keep on pushing when you think you want to give up. Like, it's easy to give up. It's hard to keep going. And, you know, once you achieve that certain type of success, you want to keep pushing some more and say, okay, well, I did that. Fantastic. Let's celebrate for a moment. That's over. Now let's move on to that next thing. And I think the more wiser I become, the more coaching that I get, the more I instill these daily practices into my mind, I'm getting more and more growth and realize that I just want to speed up that whole process. You learn something, you implement, you get results, go again. Let's have, what else can we do? It's what else, what else, what else, what next? And for me, a lot of that comes down to, how do you change that thinking that you've got going on? How do you change that mindset so that you are open to being coached, that you are open to trying new things, that you are open to pushing when you want to stop? And yeah, you'll have moments where you just want to stop, and you stop for a moment, and just a moment. You don't stop for a week, you don't stop for a month, you don't go on a month's holiday, you don't do any of that sort of stuff. You get back into it and you keep on pushing. And for me, that is what's really defined my success these days, because I just keep going and keep going and keep going, and realized just how much I've changed over the last 36 years or so with where I put my thinking. It's impossible now for me to think about anything negatively. I think about it as a learning opportunity, growth opportunity, and how do I become better? All just positive stuff. Doesn't matter what it is that comes my way. And that took about 3 years of reconditioning myself to get out that toxicity and negative conversations that I was having. And so now I actually love spending time by myself, because I know it's through those times that so much greatness has come for me. It's through all the time that I spent by myself that I determined what I should be doing for the rest of my life in terms of the career and what I'm doing now. That only came through the isolation and that deep thinking. So it's super powerful. And it's what takes us from just being ordinary to the extraordinary. So I really encourage you all to spend that quality time with yourself and, you know, keep digging, keep pushing, and keep checking those boundaries of what it means to be mentally tough. Don't stop. Just keep going. Remain coachable, but don't keep doing the same things just for the sake of doing the same things. Do the same things if they're getting you great results, but don't just fall in love with an idea and just because you think, wow, yeah, I want to do this. If it's a bad idea, it will always be a bad idea. So don't just become attached to bad ideas. So that is my short and sharp thoughts for the day. Stay safe, stay healthy. If you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. Opt in for a free consultation right there. I would love to connect with you. Doesn't matter where you are located in the world. All we need is an internet connection. Stay safe.